Hello, my name is Dr. Ed Peterson. I'm the host of Me on IM. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening. My purpose is simple. I'm sharing how I'm learning to live life intentionally. Today's post and podcast are titled, Talking to Myself, Strongholds Identified. It seems as though I've hit upon a topic of interest regarding talking to myself and where that can lead to. Yesterday, I shared about an obstacle to renewing my mind called strongholds. So is it possible for me to be blind and not know it? To be miserably poor and believe otherwise? To think in all honesty that I am dressed and to walk around naked? Yes, it is entirely possible. It happens every day. Where? In the lives of believers and in our churches. In fact, the problem is so serious that Jesus himself sent a letter to a particular church confronting it. The letter is recorded in Revelation 3, verses 14 through 22. Write to Laodicea, to the angel of the church, God's yes, the faithful and accurate witness, the first of God's creation, says, I know you inside and out, and find little to my liking. You're not cold. You're not hot. Far better to be either cold or hot. You're stale. You're stagnant. You make me want to vomit. You brag, I'm rich, I've got it made, I need nothing from anyone. Oblivious to the fact that you're a pitiful, blind beggar, threadbare, and homeless. Here's what I want you to do. Buy your gold from me. Gold that's been through the refiner's fire. Then you'll be rich. Buy your clothes from me, clothes designed in heaven. You've gone around half naked long enough. And buy medicine for your eyes from me so you can see, I mean really see. The people I love, I call to account, prod and correct and guide so that they'll live at their best. Upon your feet, then, about face, and run after God. Look at me. I stand at the door. I knock. If you hear me, call and open the door. I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you. Conquerors will sit alongside me at the head table, just as I have conquered. Took the place of honor at the side of my Father. That's my gift to the conquerors. Are your ears awakened? Listen, listen to the wind words. The Spirit blowing through the churches. The situation was so serious that Jesus told them, you think you have gathered in my name, but I have been left out. That's Revelation 3:20. Revelation 12:11 says, it holds the answer for directions for me to be victorious over strongholds and the enemy. It says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. There's three elements there. The blood of the Lamb, my testimony, and my willingness to die. Now, two of the three are variable. Well, one is absolute and constant. The blood of the Lamb is the constant because it represents the perfect sacrifice. But my testimony and my willingness to die for Jesus, if necessary, is very much subject to change. This is where the enemy, or the accuser, targets his attack. Did you know the enemy has three main weapons? The big one and most obvious is sin. In Matthew 4:3, Satan is exposed as the tempter. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are God's son, command these stones to be made into bread. The enemy has an expertise with which he uses this particular weapon. Sin is an active weapon. It's like a heat-seeking guided missile. It finds me. When it hits me, I know it immediately. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages which sin pays is death. Now the second weapon is a passive one. It's like a trap. It's set for me to fall into. It's called accusations. In Revelation 12:10, the enemy is identified, For the accuser of our brethren, he who keeps bringing before our God charges against them day and night, has been cast out. Day and night, before the throne of God. Those words strike me. If he has the courage to do that before God, imagine what he's capable of doing to me. In spite of being forgiven, he reminds me of my every sin I have ever committed. And then, for effect, or his humor, he adds every other sin I could have committed. Hebrews 13:5 promises me that he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give up on you, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, nor relax my hold on you. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. He uses the problems and challenges I face every day as a weapon to blind me to the absoluteness of that promise. That's Satan. That's his job. He screams in my ear, God has left you, contrary to the promise that I just read with you. For the most part, I've been aware of these two weapons. Adequate Bible teaching helps me to deal with their effect and gives me some direction as to how I can defend against them. The fact that the consequences suffered by me are visible, death and spiritual paralysis, acts as a motivator for me to seek help. In the next test, post, and podcast, I'll share about the third and most dangerous weapon of the enemy. Thank you for joining me on Me and I Am.